So we were just talking, Ben and I were, about what the Wizards are doing. And they did something else over the weekend. I'm for this process. I am. No guarantees, and not so sure why many of you believe that trading for Cam Whitmore is going to make them a playoff team. I saw some of that on social media before this show. I certainly don't think that's the case. You don't want them to be a playoff team next year. They've got a protected first-round pick in the top nine. So for those of you that don't know, you know, a lot about Cam Whitmore, he's from the area, grew up a Wizards fan, went to Villanova, big recruiting battle for Cam Whitmore when he was growing up and playing in Annapolis at Archbishop Spalding. You know, he came out in the 23 draft, that's the Coulibaly draft, and he was selected 20 overall by Houston in that draft. Some people thought he was, you know, under-drafted, that he was, you know, potentially a top 15-ish kind of pick. Washington, according to reports at the time, they were very interested in Cam Whitmore and potentially thought about or even inquired about getting back into the first round to select Cam Whitmore. But Houston selected him instead. You know, he's a 6'7", 225-230-pound wing. Washington's got plenty of wings on their roster, that's for sure. To me, this is like overall, this is one. They traded 2 second-round picks. A second-round pick next year, which is the pick they acquired from Charlotte, and a 2029 second-rounder. The Wizards have so many picks, firsts and seconds, right through the early 2030s. This is not a high cost. So I like the trade. I like the, you know, the low risk of 2 second-rounders for a player who was a first-round selection that they really liked 2 years ago. It's an inexpensive cost for maybe a big reward for a guy who's a tremendous athlete. He really is. I'll get back to Whitmore in a moment. The Wizards now have, in 3 drafts, 9 first-round picks from 23, 24, and 25. Coulibaly and Whitmore from the 23 draft. Sar, Carrington, George, and then A.J. Johnson and their recent trade for Dylan Jones from the 24 draft, and then Trey Johnson and Will Riley from this most recent draft. 9 first-round players from the last 3 drafts. That's interesting. You know, this is the place they're going. I mean, they've got 3 19-year-olds in Carrington, Trey Johnson, and Will Riley. They've got 4 20-year-olds in Sar, A.J. Johnson, Coulibaly, and Whitmore. Whitmore turns 21, I think, this month. They've got a 21-year-old in Kyshawn George. And then, yeah, I mean, those are the players that they've acquired via the draft, those 9 over the last 3 years. I mean, they got a young team. It takes time in the NBA. Didn't for Oklahoma City, only took a couple years, but that is the aberration, not the norm. Look, Houston, for those of you who don't follow the NBA, but, you know, are interested in what the Wizards are doing, Houston, you know, coached by Udoka, is a defensive first team. He's a defensive first coach. They were an outstanding defensive team during the course of this past season. They were unbelievable in the postseason defensively. They ended up losing to the Warriors, but my God, that was a series. The physical nature of that series was outstanding and fun to watch. Lost in 7 games, in a game 7, by the way, at home against Golden State. And Golden State had, you know, terrific performances on the defensive end from guys like Şengün and Amen Thompson, who was a star in the making, Dylan Brooks. They were a very good defensive team. And Cam Whitmore wasn't getting any time for this Houston team. So everybody in Houston knew that they were going to be moving on from Whitmore. You know, whether or not they got back enough for Whitmore, and there was other team interest in Whitmore, I don't know. Seems like a pretty good deal for the Wizards, to be honest with you. 2 seconds for a guy that got picked at number 20 in 2 drafts ago. Hasn't played that much. When he has played, it's been typically during, you know, blowouts at the end of games. He's started a couple of games because of injuries. And what he's done really as a player in Houston is, you know, not that much. He averaged this year, he did average 9.4 points per game, averaged 12.3 as a rookie in, like, you know, back up 16, 17, 18 minutes a game. He's not a defender. And that's probably one of the reasons Houston wanted to move on from him. They want tough defenders. He's also not a great creator, you know, for other players. He's young, though. Like, there's all this talent, unbelievable athletic talent. I mean, he was an athlete in high school. He was an athlete at Nova. He has been, he's been an athlete. Like, he dunks with an edge, man. He goes after it. Here's what he doesn't do well. I already mentioned one thing, that, you know, it's not just whether or not technically he's a good defender. It looks like he's not always interested in defending. That needs to change. And it might with maturity. Number two is, you know, he's not a great creator for other players. At least he hasn't been yet. You know, even going back to Nova, in the one season he was there, he averaged 12.5 points a game. He averaged less than one assist a game at Nova. In his two NBA seasons, he's averaged less than one assist. Even though he's averaged, you know, 9.4 points per game this year, 12.3 points per game. And then here's the last thing I'll mention. He's not a bad shooter in terms of the ball comes off his fingertips really well, really good arc. It's a very slow operation in his jump shot. And that's the one thing I remember. When I was not like the biggest Cam Whitmore guy in the 2023 draft. And we spent some time on him because he was a local. And because there was a lot of interest from Wizards fans in taking Cam Whitmore, you know, at their original position before they traded up to get Koulibaly. And I wasn't the biggest fan of Whitmore. It's impossible. We say this all the time. Especially about the NBA draft when they're, you know, 18 years old. We have no idea what they're going to develop into. But the shooting process is not quick. It's a slower process. I love it the way it comes off his fingertips, the arc, and, you know, he shoots it at a decent level, you know, shoots from behind the arc. You know, it could be better, but he's in the 35 percentile percentage. What did he shoot field goal percentage this past year? 44.4%. A lot of that's probably at the rim and dunks. But here's what you look at, okay? Great shooters. You never see a great shooter struggle from the free throw line. It's not like he had a lot of attempts, understood. He's not playing a lot of minutes. But he shot 67.9% in his rookie season from the free throw line, and he shot 75% last year. At Villanova in college, he shot 70% from the free throw line. So there was a lot of Wizards fans that were thinking, Whitmore is the guy. You got the guy that could end up being the superstar. Maybe. I like the trade. I think it's high reward for relatively very low risk. A 26 second rounder and a 29 second rounder. So I'm all for it. And who knows, maybe he's totally rejuvenated, coming home to play, playing for the team that he was actually a fan of. He is athletic, you know. 6'7", 6'7 and a half, 225, 230, 235, whatever the weight is, somewhere in there. And man, does he go after it at the rim. He dunks hard. I love the athleticism. But like I saw, you know, some comparisons. I should stay off Twitter in these moments before, like to Anthony Edwards. No, He's not Anthony Edwards. He's not that athletic. He's very athletic. He's not that athletic. And Anthony Edwards has a really good release and can really shoot it. That would be my one thing. Defense, and is he going to be a guy that if they play off him because he's explosive and he can get to the rim and he can dunk on people, is he going to be a consistent enough shooter with a good enough process shooting the basketball, you know, against good defenders? Because it is a, and I remember saying this specifically when he came out, it's not a quick release, quick operation. It isn't. You can go watch Villanova stuff. I'm guessing that the Houston stuff shows the same stuff. But he didn't play in a lot of meaningful minutes. He had a couple of really good games. I think he had a 34-point game late in the season. You know, the Rockets weren't playing their starters, and he got an opportunity to start and scored 34 against the Lakers on the road. He was 7 of 12 from behind the arc. But I haven't even looked at that. I'm going to go back and look at those highlights. I should have. I'm just looking at the stat line here. I'm going to bet this is not a lot of starters in the game. He's not well defended on any of these threes, so that the slow process of shooting an open three, because it does come off his fingertips well, you know, it's a good stroke. It's just a slower stroke. A lot of times, good shooters at the NBA level never turn into great production guys because the operation is slow. You can get away with it in college. You can't in the NBA. But he's got to get better defensively. He's got to become more, I remember that was the knock on him coming out too from Nova, just a little bit more interested defensively. But yeah, I like the trade. And again, coming home, you know, and mixing in with all of these young players. But you know, I shouldn't, you know, focus on the nonsense of social media, but I can't believe how many of you tweeted me and said they're going to end up winning too many games next year. They're going to be in the play-in round because of Cam Whitmore? Really? I doubt it. I doubt it. I hope I'm wrong. Like, I hope he turns into Anthony Edwards. I hope he turns into a superstar. He certainly is athletic. He is a freakish athletic talent, no doubt about it. But there's a long way to go in a lot of aspects of his game, which, by the way, may come, may develop. He's only 20 years old. He turns 21 this month, I think, at some point this month. All right. Well, we've got one more thing that I've not touched on that we'll finish up with when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.